with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Tuesday, April 8th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, we had just about everything in high school sports around the area yesterday. Let's give you a recap of it all by taking a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We're going to start on the tennis court in girls' action in the Missouri for Activities Conference, where Lamar's Community took a 6-3 loss at home last night. The Bulldogs were able to get wins, three of them in the singles court. Haley Feldman had to go the distance with a 9-7 victory in the second court. Kaylee Cunningham gets her second singles win of the year, an 8-2 victory in the fourth court. And Alexa Wirth dominated the fifth court to an 8-1 victory. Close matchups for Maggie Wright in the first court, lost it 6-8. Myrna Bowen had to go to the 7-point tiebreaker in the third court. Lost that tiebreaker 7-3. Maggie Wright and Kaylee Cunningham in the first court doubles lost that matchup 8-6, so that duel could have easily flipped the other way. Bulldogs start off the year 0-2 overall. Sioux City North also beat South Sioux City of Nebraska 9-0 in girls' tennis yesterday. In boys' tennis, the Bulldog boys took a tough 9-0 loss to Sioux City East, one of the better teams in the MRAC. Ian DeRuyter, a 5-8 loss in the first court singles. Ty Penny, close 6-8 loss in the second court. It was Caden Heitritter and Jackson Albright teaming up for a close 6-8 loss in the second doubles. There were some long rally points in that one, and unfortunately, the Bulldogs just didn't get enough of them to go their way. They take a 9-0 loss. Also in boys tennis in the MRAC, Bishop Heelan was a 9-0 winner over Sioux City West. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 7-2 winner over Harlan. And Lewis Central defeated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Let's go to the soccer pitch now in girls action, where the Lamar's Community girls, they remain winless in the Missouri for Activities Conference, a 5-1 loss on the road at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Kinley Schmidt adds to her goal total with another one in the loss for the Bulldogs yesterday. In boys soccer in the Missouri for Activities Conference, we've got our first ever tie for the Lamar's boys as they end up drawing with Sergeant Bluff Luton at Jim Lorenzen Field last night, a 3-3 tie with the Warriors. Deji Kabongo scored two of the three goals for the Bulldogs. Giovanni Kabongo had the other one. Jude Doherty and Jacob Pluger each tally an assist as the Bulldogs pick up a tie. They are now 1-1-1 on the season. We go now to track and field, where the only one happening virtually across the state was the MMCRU co-ed relays in Marcus yesterday. On the girls' side, the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley girls, they thumped the field, 214 points, winning the meet by 121 points. Thanks in large part to winning 15 of the 19 events. The weather, of course, was less than ideal, but that didn't stop the Panthers from producing strong marks in most events. KPWCRV co-head coach Dan Borman says it was just simply a great team win.
For the conditions, I thought we did a pretty nice job. You know, it's not ideal out here by any means, but the girls competed really well. I mean, our JV finished third, you know, out of the 16. So just all of them, I thought, gave their best effort, and it showed in the final standings.
Yeah, of course, 15 event wins is already dominant enough, but one especially impressive performance was the fact that the Panthers won every single relay race. 4x1, shuttle hurdle, 4x8, didn't matter. The Panthers took control of the meet there. Coach Borman says the Panthers put an emphasis on being good in relays to give many athletes a chance to shine.
We always kind of put an emphasis on relays just because it gives you the chance to get the most kids to state. And so we do tend to put our best runners in the relays and try to match them up that way. There are some kids who could probably place at state in an individual event, but if we can get a relay to state and get them to place, that helps three other kids get a medal. So that's always kind of been our philosophy, to be honest.
Well, let's tell you those 15 events that the Panthers won. Emma King, champion of the 100-meter dash, 800-meter won by Blakely Goodwin. Rachel Putzi takes home the title in the 1500-meter, and the 100-meter hurdles goes to Jaden Dossel. 400-meter hurdles won by Peyton Trapp. And then once again, the Panthers were a winner in the 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, 4x8, sprint medley, distance medley, and shuttle hurdle relay. Just a dominant performance. Annika Zora won the high jump. Lexi Gilbert took the long jump. And Ellie Hansen was your winner in the discus throw. Again, 214 points for the KPW-CRV girls. MMCRU, the host school on the girls' side, took home second with 93 points. They were only able to get one champion. That was Alyssa Piazadovich in the 3,000-meter run, a time of 13:19.04. Akron Westfield finished fourth with 84 points. Tess Frericks was a winner in the 200-meter dash. That was the only champion for Akron Westfield. And Remsen St. Mary's brought up a sixth-place finish with 17 points. Mia Matkin was your champion in the 400-meter dash, time of 104.36. On out of the boys' side of that MMCRU co-ed relay meet, it was the host school, MMCRU, taking home the title. 216 points as the Royals picked up right where they left off last year, starting 2025 with a bang. The Royals welcomed a couple of tough teams with the likes of KPW-CRV, George Little Rock, coming to Marcus for the track meet, as well as Akron Westfield. Head coach Colin Ude says seeing good competition early will make his team better in the long run.
Anytime you can go compete against the KPWC, I mean, they're just always loaded. They always have great athletes. You know, Georgia LaRock always has great events. They just, there's some good competition here today. And, you know, just to go compete at a high level against quality teams, you know, that's just going to take us further. And, you know, when we see the Hintons, who I think is loaded, you know, the Hintons, the Galens, the other quality teams that we're going to see through the year, it just gives us a little taste of where we need to go and what we need to do.
The Royals won seven events in their home meet, with a couple of seniors catching the eye of Coach Ude. Lucas Brown had a hand in three event wins, including both jumping events, and Jace Colling having a hand in two event wins. Coach Ude says both lead the team in a different way, but very valuable way at that.
He's a guy that shows up to practice every day excited to come and jump. He's excited to come and compete because this is his future. This is what he's going to do. And it's led into a little leadership. The other kid Jace Colling, just so quiet, but he has just become a tremendous leader, and you can see it on the track. His competitive level is really high. So those two guys have just really kind of set the tone for our team and really enjoying watching them lead.
The seven event wins for MMCRU is the aforementioned Jace Colling, the champion of the 400-meter dash. Wyatt Olish takes home the crown in the 800-meter run. The Royals were the champion of the 4x2 and the 4x8. Lucas Brown, a winner in both the high jump and the long jump. And Michael Peterson, with a 43-foot-9-inch throw, wins the shot put. KPW-CRV's boys finished in second with 163 points. They also ended up winning seven events. Carson Coulter, he was the winner in the 100-meter dash. Colin Van Houten takes home the title in the 1600-meter run. 110-meter hurdles, Jacob King was the winner there. Wyatt Fickbohm won the 400-meter hurdles. And the Panthers were also a winner in the distance medley, the shuttle hurdle. And Wyatt Husingay takes home the title in the discus. Akron Westfield was third in the team standings with 89 points. Brock Hansen won the 200-meter dash, 24.83 seconds, and a really nice run for Archer Small. He's your champion of the 3,200-meter run, time of 11:30.31. Remsen St. Mary's brought up a fifth-place finish with 27 points. They did not have any individual champion. The best individual finish was Elijah Schrader. He was third in the 110-meter hurdles at 18.29 seconds. Well, also yesterday was some golf in action. War Eagle Conference and Western Valley Conference golf. In girls action, the Remsen St. Mary's girls golf team starts off the year 1-0. They get a nice home win in Remsen, 223-232 over MMCRU. Callie Arnes tied for the medalist honors, but she ended up getting it due to the handicap hole. Shot a 53. She was tied with Cassie Weiler of MMCRU. Zahara Gallis and Josie Schwickerath, both of Remsen St. Mary's, tied for third with identical scores of 54, and Sydney Creer was fifth with 55 for MMCRU. The Hinton girls golf team dominated West Sioux at Deer Run yesterday, a 194-272 final score. Ashlyn Kramer shot a 42 to medal for the meet. Addison Kovarna second with a 49, and Creighton Stussy third with a 50, as the top three spots go the way of the Blackhawks. In girls golf, the Western Valley Conference, the Kingsley Pearson girls take home fourth at Correctionville with a 218, behind Westwood's 195, MVA OCOU's 197, and Ridgeview's 211. Jordan Sitzman, strong finish. She was the runner-up medalist with a 44 for KP. Emma Dye was the next best golfer, tied for 22nd with a 57 in nine holes. Boys golf of the Warrigal Conference, the MMCRU boys were able to at least get the win in that side of the duel, 168-179 over Remsen St. Mary's. Camden Bork, medalist with a 40. Michael Schmellen tied with him right there with a 40 as well. Colin Holman, Remsen St. Mary's, best finish. He finished in third with 41. Owen Lennon of MMCRU was fourth with a 43. And Caleb Gravenish of Remsen St. Mary's, a fifth place finish with a 44. The Hinton boys, they made it a sweep of West Sioux, 168-184 over the Falcons. Caden Barrett medaled with a strong 36 performance. He is in midseason form already. Nick Olke was second with a 43, and Jack Dedeker took home fourth with a 44 as the Blackhawks start off 1-0. In Western Valley Conference boys golf in Ottawa, the Ridgeview Raptors take home the championship in that meet with a 158. That's a really low score early on. OABCIG was second with a 168. Kingsley Pearson not too far behind in third with a 175. Westwood in fourth with a 177. Obviously, it's going to be another competitive year in Western Valley Conference boys golf. Those results in all four spring sports, they can be found only on our website at KLEM1410.com. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It's just as locked and loaded as it was yesterday. In track and field, Lamar's Community and Hinton head to Sergeant Bluff for the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warrior Relays. Galen Catholic is heading north to Orange City for the Dutchman Relays, hosted by MOC Floyd Valley. KPWCRV right back at it. They're going to Holstein today for the Ridgeview Relays. In golf, in the Warrigal Conference, MMCRU is at Hinton. Akron Westfield plays host to Woodbury Central, and South O'Brien matches up with Sioux Central in Primgar. In boys tennis, Lamar's Community hosts one of the top teams in the state today, and Sergeant Bluff Luton in MRAC action. Sioux City North is at Sioux City East as well. Girls tennis, Sioux City East is at Glenwood. Sioux City West at South Sioux City, and St. Albert is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. And in girls and boys soccer in the Missouri River Activities Conference, these matchups take place. Bishop Heelan matches up with Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Sioux City East takes on Sioux City North, and Sioux City West matches up with Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.